Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sudan, between the quartet's truce and military mobilization, where to now? Translated, Al-Rayya newspaper, issue 574, the 19th of November 2025, by Ustad Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil. While America insists on implementing the four-party ceasefire, the Sudanese army leadership announces mobilization and readiness to continue the war and fighting. America cites the catastrophic humanitarian situation as a pretext, as if the situation only arose after the fall of al-Fashir. Everyone knows what has befallen the people of Sudan during this war, which has now lasted over 2.5 years, is enough to make children's hair turn gray. However, after America was reassured of the Rapid Support Forces' control over all of Darfur, it wants to hasten the completion of its malicious plan to detach Darfur from the body of Sudan, just as it did before through its agents in the Bashir government and the Rebel Sudan People's Liberation Movement, by separating South Sudan. Mossad Boulous, the U.S. President's envoy, described the humanitarian situation in Sudan as the greatest humanitarian disaster in the world currently, referring specifically to the situation in al-Fashir in recent weeks. Mossad Boulous considered this situation completely unacceptable and said it must be ended quickly, referring to the recent statements of U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The American official explained that Washington had put forth a 3-month humanitarian truce initiative in Sudan with the support of the quartet partners, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Egypt. He clarified that the initiative aims to implement the detailed roadmap established by the quartet on September 12, 2025, to achieve lasting peace in Sudan. This statement was made by the U.S. President's Senior Advisor for Africa and the Middle East, Assad Boulous, to Al Jazeera on Saturday, November 15, 2025. In response to this announcement, the army leadership is mobilizing and preparing for combat. On Friday, November 14, 2025, the chairman of the Sovereignty Council and commander-in-chief of the Sudanese Armed Forces, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, announced a general mobilization of the armed forces, calling on all Sudanese capable of bearing arms to come forward and participate in the ongoing fighting against the Rapid Support Forces. Addressing a crowd in a village of Al-Sariha and Al-Jazeera State, Burhan stated that he would not accept the rebels and those who supported them, emphasizing that the rights of the civilian victims killed by the Rapid Support Forces would not be lost. Burhan's statement does not reflect the true position of the Sudanese government. In reality, the government agrees to the quartet and its ceasefire, and its mobilization efforts are extended to appease the public and quell their anger. The acceptance is further confirmed by the statement issued by the Minister of Defense following a meeting of the Security and Defense Council. The council, the highest authority in the country, welcomed what it termed quote-unquote sincere efforts aimed at ending the suffering of the Sudanese people. The statement also indicated that the council thanked the United States and its president's senior advisor, Mossad Boulous, implying tacit, as if not explicit, approval. In an attempt to manipulate language, Sudanese Foreign Minister Muhyiddin Salem indirectly confirmed their acceptance of the quartet's proposals. The Al-Sharq al-Awsat newspaper reported on Wednesday, November 12, 2025, a statement by the minister in which he said, quote, "The Sudanese government does not deal with the quartet officially because it was not formed by the UN Security Council or any other international organization or body. Sudan deals with its brothers in Egypt and Saudi Arabia and with its friends in the United States on a bilateral basis and finds complete understanding and coordination with them," end quote. If the Sudanese foreign minister confirms that he is coordinating with the quartet members, except for the United Arab Emirates, UAE, then what is the position of the brothers he said he is coordinating with? Are they in favor of the truce and what was stated in the quartet's statement, or are they in favor of a military solution? The answer is evident from the statements of the quote-unquote brothers. A Taghir newspaper quoted a statement by the Egyptian foreign minister in which he said, quote, Egyptian Foreign Minister Badreddin Abdelati stressed the importance of reaching an immediate ceasefire in Sudan and creating the conditions for launching a comprehensive political process that preserves the country's unity and sovereignty. Abdelati emphasized the necessity of implementing the quartet's statement on Sudan in its entirety. The statement came during a telephone call on Saturday, November 15, 2025, with the senior advisor to the U.S. President on Arab and African Affairs, Masad Boulous, end quote. As for Saudi Arabia's stance, the Ash-Sharq al-Awsat newspaper reported on Friday, November 14, 2025, the following, quote, Saudi Arabia and Egypt reiterated the importance of a ceasefire in Sudan and creating the conditions for launching a comprehensive political process, end quote. As for the stance of the quote-unquote friends in America, as the Sudanese foreign minister described them, in fact, they are not friends, but rather enemies, as they are the owners and sponsors of the quartet. This is the reality, and unfortunately, both options lead to the same result, which is the separation of Darfur from the body of Sudan. The quartet's truths in the beginning of falling into the trap of negotiations until reaching the result that America wants. As for the option of continuing the war in the same prevailing manner now, America will not allow any army to triumph over the rapid support forces. Otherwise, the war would have ended in its first hours because these forces were created by America's agents in Sudan and at the behest in order to separate Darfur. And they are carrying out the task to the fullest extent, especially after they announced a parallel government in Darfur and after they took control of the entire regime. Therefore, the only way out is for the army leaders to return the usurped authority of the Ummah to it so that it may pledge bay'ah, allegiance, to a man who fulfills the conditions of the Khilafah, Caliphate, according to the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he shall implement the Sharia rulings of Islam that prevent the interference of the colonial disbelievers in our affairs, according to the Almighty saying. And Allah does not grant the disbelievers a way of authority over the believers. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 141. Then whoever takes up arms claiming an injustice, he shall first be asked to lay down his arms. Then the state shall listen to his grievances and resolve it according to the rulings of Sharia. Otherwise, he shall be fought until he lays down his arms. No disbelieving, kafir, colonialist shall be allowed to interfere in the name of mediation, reconciliation, or otherwise. For Islam has made the unity of the Ummah and the unity of its political entity a vital issue, regarding which a life or death course of action is taken. Official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Sudan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.